And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 19th of June. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just west of Bailey 994, slow moving, filling 995 by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. South, veering southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, thundery at first in German Bight and Humber. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 in Thames and Dover. Occasional drizzle, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, south or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog banks, moderate to very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic in far southeast, otherwise northerly 3 to 5, but southwesterly 2 to 4 in northwest. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Southwesterly, veering westerly later, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Irish Sea. Veering southwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southerly, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, but cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in southeast Malin. Rain, then showers, thundery in Malin, fog patches in Malin, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor in Malin. Bailey, south, veering southwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Faroe, Faroes, south 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 for a time in Faroe, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain and fog patches, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 6 or 7 until later near Iceland, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 1. Recent rain, 8 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 2, 22 miles, 1005, now falling. Lerwick, southeast 3, fog, 100 metres, 1007, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south 2. 27 miles, 1005, steady. Aberdeen, north 1, 16 miles, 1007, now falling. Lucas, south by west 2, recent precipitation, 27 miles, 1008, now falling. Bulmer, east-southeast 2, 16 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1011, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 2 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 3, 11 miles, 1014. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, calm, 1014, now falling. Jersey, north by east 2, mist 3 miles, 1014. Rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 1, 1014. Silly Automatic, south by west 4. Fog, 100 metres, 1013, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south 4. Drizzle, 1 mile, 1012, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east 6. Mist, 3 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Valley, south 4. Slight drizzle, 1 mile, 1010, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 3. 24 miles, 1011, steady. Valentia, south by west 3. Slight rain, 1 mile, 1005, now rising. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 5. Recent fog, 1500 metres, 1009, falling slowly. Malin Head, east-northeast 3. Slight showers, 4 miles, 1005, falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 3. Slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 18th of June. The general situation. A slow-moving area of low pressure centred south of Iceland will continue to bring a rather unsettled southerly or southwesterly flow through Friday. Occasional rain or showers will affect the north and west, whilst drizzle and fog patches will continue around southern and western coastlines. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 for a time, then becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later in northwest. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. South or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time near Rattray Head, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Northumberland. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at first in far west. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate to very poor, occasionally good in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near Pembrokeshire, becoming variable 3 or less later in the inner Bristol Channel. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 at first in north and west. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor in north. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable 2 to 4 at first in northwest, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west and very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, cyclonic, mainly south, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. In the Shetland Isles, south or southeast 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, fog patches, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Hello. Coming up on the newsroom, as the tankers start flowing through the Strait of Hormuz and Iran and the US prepare for the next phase of peace talks, our international editor assesses who has the upper hand.
Iran is probably ahead. And that is because the framework is, in a sense, a picture of the strategic defeat that the Americans have had. Iran used a weapon it hasn't really used before, which is to block the Strait of Hormuz.
It is 1 a.m. in London, 8 in the evening in Havana, where Cubans are reacting to what would be the most widespread economic changes in decades.
I think that this time they know what they have to do. Bring the prices down, because believe it or not, the people are sad.
Everything here has always been run by the Communist Party. They should do something to change the situation a little.
And later in the programme, it is only one by-election in the UK. So why is it being seen as the most important one in decades? That is all coming up after this bulletin of world news.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Iran's supreme leader has said President Trump approved the deal to halt their war out of desperation. In his first comment since the accord was signed on Thursday, Mujtaba Khamenei said Tehran would not submit if Washington made excessive demands in upcoming negotiations to make the peace permanent. He added that he'd approved the deal despite reservations, as BBC Persian's Kashayar Jonedi explains.
Ultimately, he approved it because the president, Masoud Pezeshkian, in his capacity as head of the National Supreme Security Council, is taking full responsibility for the agreement and has personally committed that the agreement will protect the rights of the Iranian nation as well as the Islamic resistance, referring to groups like Hezbollah or the Shia militias in Iraq and Yemen.
Earlier, the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance defended the deal against widespread accusations it gives.